Oh, greetings, everyone. Grand day to all. It's so beautiful being with you, ladies and merman. Love you, soul sisters. Love you, BBS, Thomas. Amazing. All of you, Don and Doug with BBS. We honor and love you guys. So today we're hopping in on this soul journey, this sojourns. Into the heart of insight, evoking divine illumination through our eyes lens. So, just to let y'all know, I'm going to add a disclaimer to our heartfelt intent today. We're journeying into the heart of insight, basically, the heartfelt insight into eyesight, right? Please engage with it as you see fit, taking what resonates with you and leaving the rest. This is knowledge, this is fun, this is expansiveness. So I'll hop in on something kind of different, but not, because it is about perceptions in so many ways. But I'll first say today is Happy Human Day of Birth to my father. Seymour Milestone. What a shaft of light of Q, Prime Creator, you are, Dad. I'm going to try and get through this, guys. I will get through this without emotion. I know you're sailing through the path as the sun, as bright as source. So you always beam your light as you do unto yourself and all who encounter your presence, Dad. So Donnie and I are sending our love and gratitude throughout the infinite cosmos to you. Whew. Okay, couldn't slow down here, guys. There was something else that came to my heart. So this past weekend, if you call it that, this past timeline or space time, Donnie and I were very touched to see President Q Trump, J.D. Vance and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth pay incredible tribute to the men and women who are divine warriors
Yeah, they're great.
at Arlington Cemetery this past time space. So we want to, on this show, we all agreed as a
You
beautiful
honor.
group to honor and pay tribute with our heartfelt love to the brave men and women in uniform who fought and continue to fight and battle for our free dome or freedom or free dominion. So President Q Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth paid a beautiful tribute. But what came through to me were two statements to my heart and Donnie's merman. Secretary of Defense Hegseth stated, quote, "We don't fight because we hate what is in front of us. We fight because we love what is behind us." End quote. Wow. This describes to me the epitome of our beloved light beings and beings of light, angel warriors. Just incredible. And lastly, President Q Trump, Warrior Warriors states the true concept of our military, quote, peace through strength, end quote. That just says it all. So can this be a timeline? Some would agree, but to me, like what Q said, timelines, as on PRQ timelines, it's tricky. So, yes, it can be to someone's perception, someone's eyesight. But to me, it's about holding space and respect to those who are so loving, honorable, and gallant in carrying the torch of incredible light that these angels hold. They are a reflection of our own source, prime creator, torch within, to never give up on ourselves, humanity, and all living beings. My father, Lieutenant Colonel Milestone, Air Force retired, was one of them. If we could give just two seconds or three of a moment of silence for all the beautiful warriors, the angels out there. Appreciate it, guys. So, whew. Okay, I'm breathing. I command my spirit to remove all thoughts from my mind and drop them into my heart now. Three, two, one, now. There you go. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Blessings and love to all you guys. Did y'all want to say anything before we dive into all this funness about?
I would love to. I would love to say how appropriate that you paid homage to your father, whose name was Seymour, and I know you've spoken with Q about his name. He sees more. And we are speaking about the vision, not only of the sight with the eyes and the vision with the heart. And Omi brought that up yesterday. And I thought that was absolutely brilliant. And it just fits perfectly, Corinne. Oops, honey. I'll get that straight someday.
No
But
biggie. You're beautiful, Dennis. You're beautiful.
yes.
I mean, like, you've got such a distinct voice. Everybody knows who you are anyway. So there you go. But I love you and thank you for bringing that forth today. It was perfectly synchronistic. And I yield.
Thank you, Bo. That's so beautiful, sis. Anyone else would like to hop in on that aspect? Otherwise, Miss Omi, your heartfelt insight, your depthful, heartfelt professional skills and knowledge and concepts, girl, with all of what you hold, would you do us the honors and lead the way into the heartfelt insight into eyesight?
Absolutely. I am happy to. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Love you all. Happy to be here. With over 20 years experience working in ophthalmology, and with eyes all together, I learned that how important the eyes are. I wasn't always on a spiritual journey, putting things together, but it took me a moment. It was actually during COVID or a little bit before then that I started to see the connection of how it is that the possibility that we're creating the world that we live in through our eyes. And there was regarding the rods and the cones, certain biblical texts came up, scriptures came up, the one regarding the rod, and staff shall comfort me in the shadow of, I'm not very well versed in Bible verses, but that one, the rods in the eye help us see in the dark, the cones aid in color vision, and how it is that we're seeing the world. As moving forward in on along the spiritual path and getting coming to remember who we are as a spirit versus the physical body, I started to connect that, is it possible that physical eyesight is connected to the mind, to mind energy, which is the matrix that we live in. And but yet we have vision, and vision is how we see through our spirit. And those are, with that ability, we're able to see more. Thank you, Mr. Seymour. We're able to see more. We're able to see more. We're able to see differently. We're able to see beyond the matrix, perhaps the pixelation that creates the matrix and things like that. Perhaps there are different colors within the spectrum that we're able to see. I do reference often the children, videos of children that we've seen who are blindfolded, but yet they can see things across the room. And what are we, how are we actually viewing this world? When you look up the term perception, as it relates to the five physical senses, perception is an idea that is based upon beliefs, what we're conditioned to see, what we believe to be true, what we accept as reality. It's merely an idea. So when we think about this being a hologram that we live in, it's a hologram. Are we projecting it? And are we making it real? I yield.
That's a definite yes.
I
How many
heard
times
that.
has Q called us? We're the creators. We create everything that we see, that we experience, that we perceive. Remember how many times has he said, there's nothing behind you until you turn around. There's nothing on the other side of the door until you open that door and you create it. So with that said, the way you perceive things has a lot to do with the way you see things. And we are the creators who have the, I'll do air quotes around the word power, the power to change how we see things. I know I used to be a negative Nancy. It's been a long time, but I was a negative Nancy, and I kind of kicked myself in the ass and started seeing things in a different light. I saw more. There we go back to see more. But definitely, I think, yes, definitely. I yield.
Yes.
Every time I hear Seymour, it takes me to Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me, Seymour. Feed
Yes.
me.
You're glad you still love that.
He loved that too. He loved that. So he would sing, "Suddenly, Seymour."
Yes.
Seymour. That's how she would say, "Seymour."
Yet they're New Yorkers for
Yeah.
sure. Love it. This is beautiful. I just say what came to my heart, Omi and Bo, but Omi brought up, are we basically projecting the holographic image and maintaining it as we project it? But we can, it circles over to DNA, because as we've spoken, for all the audience out there, for all you listeners, we honor you. But what I want to say is, we spoke about DNA enough and in very in-depthly in regards to, you could do your own homework, but in regards to DNA being more manipulated, is it not the crystalline or DNA that was the initial pattern off of source, prime creator, God? Are we now a different version of human being created, say, from a laboratory? I know this sounds way off here, but we explored these concepts of DNA being more of the programming, the messenger to the VPN, which bypassed the heart and connects to the mind. And this leads us to what Q has always said, move to the heart energy to bypass that programmed mind, because the mind can be hacked. So given that, are we projecting, as only you brought up, and projecting a visual of what they, U.S. Department, they or the dark wanted us to see, if you will, right from what you said, Omi, the physicality, the mind or the matrix, juxtaposed to the vision, the heart, the spirit? Because Bo, you brought this up, that it, but in other conversations that eyesight is the gateway or the beautiful pathway to the soul, right? And the
So
soul,
the soul, yes.
yeah, and the soul to the spirit from the heart. It's that. So when we look into each other's eyes, we can feel, their heartfelt resonance. So I went and had real quick and research the general concept of ophthalmologist, Amy, and as you brought up, eyesight involves the optic nerve and neural pathways that transmit visual information from the eyes to the brain. The brain. So, what is a heart bypass? They tell you in plain sight, pun intended there, not the heart, not the heart. It goes with neural pathways to the brain. Light enters the eye. So we'll ask which light? Is it the light of the dark or is it the light of the light? The dark is very insidious. I'm talking in frequency. So the program through our DNA, which light are we speaking of, and is focused by the cornea and lens onto the retina where photoreceptor cells, now here it goes, Omi, you referenced rods and cones. Which rods of God are we speaking of, and what geometric cones or pyramids are we seeking from? Are we seeing from? Because the all-seeing eye, like which one? I will just say it: the custodian bow, or slash the and the Anunnakis that initially created our Adapa or Adam or Adamo. And again, you can reference all this in different texts from all different texts. So, anyways, converts light into electrical signals. So, who's programming our signals? So, these signals are processed by retinal neuron and transmitted, or are they transmuted via the optic nerve to the brain's visual cortex? So, not the heart, guys, not the heart center, but the brain again. So, I'm going to ask y'all, does this sound like a program as we spoke of with DNA? And it sounds like what the mRNA jab just recently did. But then again, to me, all these vax are about this. So where the messenger RNA carries genetic or gene ticks, I'm just, it's
Ew.
yeah, information, right, guys, right?
Yes.
Information from DNA to the nucleus to the ribosomes. Here we go. The DNA again, where proteins are synthesized during translation. Hello. Now, this is what's taught in school, although they don't question what I'm just questioning, and we all are. Conversion of light through the optic nerve, translation of information. So depending on one's perception, where does it lead? The heart or the mind? And this is what Q's been talking about, so I yield here.
The study, there's a holistic practice. It's holistic now. And it is on an alternative medicine practice that claims to diagnose conditions examining the iris. And the iris is the color part of the eye. And they states it's stated specifically in the description that it's not backed by science. Well, the more we know, come to know and learn, science is made up. It's made
It's a
it's
religion. It's a
yes.
religion.
And some truths are thrown into science to make it make sense to us, but other than that, it's made up. So I would suggest that with this information that I'm sharing, look it up for yourself because one, the right eye or the left, one or the other is based upon past, and the other one is on based on present or future. So in the moment, it kind of proves if that is true, that means in every moment we're creating and building more of the perception, meaning idea, belief of the matrix that we live in, which is our individuated world. So the iris in iridology holds, it's a map. It's a map of the physical body, and it holds genetics in it. If you look at it, it's a complete map. It's a circle, and it shows where you can find health of the pelvis, of the every organ, and things like that. It's a map. So if the iris, which is the color part of the eye, is a map, that means it's holding information that the body itself holds in order for us to see what we are conditioned to believe, what we are conditioned to be, what we have been conditioned to be true or real. And if you look up the five, why is it that the physical body only has five physical senses? Zaya, we had this conversation. Only why only five? Why are there only five senses? So let's say if we go to taste something, and let's say we're blindfolded and we can smell something, we'll know what it is. It's off of a memory. And if it's something that we're unfamiliar with, we may not know it, but we're creating a new memory. Everything is perception. It's an idea. It's a belief. And it, when we like dig into it a little bit, it's amazing. It's undeniable that we're creating all of this. It is in our power. I yield. I'm all done.
Well, I'll add to that. That was great information. I'll add to it that when it comes to our perception and what we're creating in our own individual spheres that we're calling our world, that we are sharing with others, what color green looks like to me is going to look completely different to Bo, to Hummy, to, it's just going to be different how we taste. I'll never know what something tastes like to Omi. I'll never know what something looks like to my neighbor. So speaking of the collective consciousness that, in the new age world that I was adopted in for a while, they talked a lot about collective consciousness. Well, that sounds to me like herding. Like, herd everyone's perspective and perception to look a certain way and teach and feed a certain idea so that we all begin to create the fake new earth or whatever the different earths are that we were sending ourselves to through meditation or however we didn't know we were participating. In that form of, I say, trickery. So each person's perception, when we're allowed our individuality, then that's when true creation begins. Because through influence, I would say, I can speak for myself, I had to really look at me and look at my life and see where were my creations, were was everything that I'm wanting to see and participate with in my world, was it really me? Or am I picking up through influences, believing that it's me? So I'm saying all that to say, where does true creation come in, and how do we know we're there? I know it's joy, I know it's excitement. But where is my purple grass and my fuchsia colored flowers?
I
Clouds that are rainbow.
know.
Where are from?
I get it.
I'm being facetious and funny, but in the conversation with the alien Errol, in the video with Matilda, who was interviewing Errol, she stated that when the Isbys, the light beings, were either coerced, forced, or tricked to take on a biological body, the memories of their world was erased and it was replaced with visions of the world that they wanted them to create.
Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Visions, yes, visions of
Yes.
the created world. They re were replaced with visions they wanted them to create to hold up their world. So, through our life force energy and our participation, it doesn't even exist. So I'm ready for my purple grass, y'all.
I know that's right. Crystal capsules. I hear you.
So that makes me ponder, does the collective that you were talking about earlier, that has been propagated immensely by the New Agers, does that have any bearing on an individual's creativity? In other words, if the creative, if the, excuse me, if the collective masses are still stuck in the 9 to 5 rut, I got to get my vaccines, I'm stuck in traffic, yada, 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 does that hinder the light being who's creating in their heart's vision, purple grass and crystal palaces? Does that hold us back? That's just a question. Anybody care to ponder that one with me?
Oh,
Absolutely.
yes.
I, oh,
Yeah,
go.
go ahead. Don't please. Omi, go for it.
No, that was Zaya.
Josiah, go for it.
No, I was going to say, but just based on my personal experience, I was definitely held back from that creation because what I found in that 9 to 5, now mind you, this was something I really didn't want to do. This was a total obligation type of work experience where I felt like I had to be there. Well, I have this degree, I got to see this thing through. Oh, by the way, oh, I got 2 kids. Oh my goodness, they need to eat. I need health insurance. Oh, and all different, measures that are actually all obligations. And not to mention if you're married to a partner who doesn't encourage stay at home, being a stay at home mother or anything like that. Work is encouraged. Not only that, your bills force you to go to work. All of that, as I've experienced, was a usurp of my life force. Starting with, I didn't want to do it anyway. I did not want to be going to work. Not that I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to do what I was doing. And then the all the measures of obligations on top of that, it was just a complete usurp. Not only that, digging a little deeper, signing that W-2 form is a contract. And it's connecting you and cording to the matrix. And I feel like that has a lot to do with it energetically.
Absolutely.
So that brings to my heart this version of human. You've heard Q speak that term many, many times. And we've been reset more than one time. We've been speaking amongst ourselves about the Terra Infinitum Nos Confunda maps and books by Claudio Nocelli. And he indicates that that humanity has been reset 7 times, the most recent time being the mud floods of Tartaria. And each time we are reset, they screw with our genetics, our DNA, even more, and reprogram us so we will fit their little box. And the reason Nocelli states that they're doing this is because humans, light being beings of light, are the closest to source and they can't get there without us. So they keep trying to, they're putting us into a smaller and smaller box and screwing with our perception and our heart and our light. And so that's, I mean, even 100 years ago, Zaya, you were talking about, being a stay-at-home mom. Moms never went to work. They stayed home with the kids. They made the cheese, they baked the bread, et cetera, et cetera. And it wasn't until what, the 70s, when they were talking about the liberated woman. Well, that's th they keep bringing in these things to put us in a smaller and smaller box, which to relate that back to eyesight, we see things like, oh, we have to have the Mercedes, or we have to have the condo right on the beach, or we have to have all these visual toys, or some would say, football and a case of beer. It doesn't matter what it is. They've programmed humanity into a box that's gotten smaller and smaller. And thanks to Q and others like him, we are breaking out of that box and remembering who we are. And that brings me back to the vision, which is through the heart. Remember, Q's also told us that we have a brain. The brain's the translator, just like Corinne was, or Hami was reading about the physicality of what your eye does, and how it, refract, or it does all the electrical thingamabobbers that she talked about. That's a translator. That's translating something that you're seeing, which back to Omi, it's just a hologram anyway, but it's the vision of the heart. And that's where the purple grass and the crystalline palace comes in. And I yield.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
So ready for it.
I am.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go
No,
ahead.
go ahead, honey. Go right
My
ahead.
gosh.
It's on
Well,
you.
oh, girl, did know what I was feeling, Bo and Zaya. So when you brought up Claudio Nocelli, there's a book by Claudio Nocelli. He wrote many, and one of which is called The Dome and Outer Space Projection. So, but it's the concept that is written, it is documented in the ancient libraries of the ancestral republic. So there are many documents even that have still been held on in its purity, like the Enuma Elish or the Emerald Tablets. Y'all just go out there and research, because truly is for you to feel into your heart. But in this, a dome and outer space projection, an invisible dome projector. So can it be like a holographic image, like we all hear about Project Bluebeam or Disneyland, Disney World? We can see it clearly all over the world. Projections, literally, from why did they call it a projector when we were younger? I mean, they're telling you in plain sight, but it covers our world and all other worlds that create a simulated cosmos to manipulate human thought, taught, right? And obscure our true purpose. Advanced technology controlled by the dark, U.S. Department of State, custodian Anunnakis. We could go on and on. The Siyakara Empire. But they project a fictional universe to distort humanity's understanding of its surroundings and destiny, manipulating our perception of how one sees through one's lenses. And this is critical. Even it's very key, quantum integration, QI, not KEY, just feel into the key aspect of our own divine power. And Leah, I'm sorry, Zaya, gosh, I'm a girl. I'm telling you guys.
Potato, potato. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even care. And usurping our power. Yes, They attempted to, and do we
Absolutely.
contract or jump in with them and say, yeah, we're going to play or contract, Leah? I love you always presenting that, Zaya, aspect of we shook hands. So, like Q once said, with it was early Q, I call it, with BBS Radio, and Q brought up with Asha, he was discussing. Ultimately, he ended with, so we're the victim, yet we're not the victim. He didn't use those exact words, but we're not because we don't have to contract, guys. We can bypass this and get those beautiful purple rainbows and flowers, and we can create it. One last thing, I'm okay. How many Q had brought up that T-chart and how he shows soldiers, whether they're special forces, special ops, whether they're they were 20 and back in a old secret space force, now it's not secret, and there's USSF. This is incredible what's coming to humanity. But what Q brought up is to all of us, the T chart is right down to the left. You're past so-called what you perceive as past energetics, what happened, what you don't want anymore, then the present. I mean, the present and the future, what you want in the present, then the future, what you want to perceive or forecast, if you will, and cast, oh gosh, cast a spell or cast your creation. So it ultimately lies with us as source from the heart. And it goes to Omi and what Bo you said and Zaya, the physical, the mind, the matrix. Do we want to see through the lens of a created aspect of us, the version of us, or can we bypass it now? Now we're going to bypass and go a full circle. An expansiveness to the heart, the vision within us.
All right. Oh, the
Oh, we got Merman
comments.
in the house.
Hey,
I caught my fish for the day, so I thought I'd come in and give my 2 cents. But what a
whoop.
big ladies. Oh my gosh. What controls our doors to perception? Our doors, your doors, and your
Ooh.
personal doors is what we're
Jim
talking about.
Morrison.
Well, Aldous Huxley?
Aldous Huxley, Doors to
About 100
Perception.
years ago. But anyway,
Brilliant.
is it the past? Is it the timelines? Is it your past experiences that controls us? Or you, or us? And then is it our family, our government, our work? Our love and our peace and our giving, our knowledge that we're in our openness to new concepts. All this is essence. This is what makes us different and unique, every one of us, what our perception is. And it doesn't all, we always wonder why people do this, why people do that, because they have a different perception of what's going on and what happened and whatever has they have focused on. Past, present, and future to create their future. And all these things are it's all questions that we have. I have no real statement, just questions.
That's
But it is a fascinating topic, and I love it. So that's my 2 cents, but
perfect.
3 cents maybe.
Yeah.
They're golden coins, mermaid.
Oh, you hear that?
But the more we focus on our presence, and even with like Veterans Day, we mentioned that. Yeah, it's tricky. Veterans Day is like, well, we don't want in our presence, we want to honor the past warriors and heroes and what they stood for our culture and our country or wherever. And this is all first responders and everybody who's ever contributed and served. But we don't want to bring forth in our presence the sorrow that war has brought. And our country's been at war for hundreds of years. The United States, constant wars. We have been created,
By
defending us.
design, by design.
Yeah, by design. Whether we believe in it or not, of why, we have stood up for what and people have stood up for what they had to do. But as Karen has mentioned, for not what we hate in front of us, but for the love of those behind us and what we have behind us. But anyway, so it is tricky, but it's constantly we have to adjust our perception to in our presence to create the best future for us all. And that's love
Absolutely.
and giving and peace, and so peace through strength, so we never have to have war. So that kind of they don't place, but go on, ladies. Any comments?
Yeah. That's who wants to go?
Go ahead, Zaya. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as you were speaking, I took a short road trip yesterday, and I was driving, so as you were speaking, I was in talking about our own perception and creating our own world. I realized now this may be something so insignificant, but it spoke very loud to me. As I'm driving, I put it on cruise, right? So I could just chill. I don't have to watch because it was state troopers and sheriffs everywhere. So I put it on cruise control. I'm like, I don't want to have to keep watching this odometer. And I realized that cars were, I'm cruising at 72. So cars were passing and passing and passing. And I felt within my being that I should speed up. And when I had that idea, I'm like, wait a minute, but I'm cruising. Why would I allow the cars passing me to influence me to speed up? That would, if I made the choice to speed up, then I'd probably be doing 90 and then I get pulled over. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's one of those things where it really hit me in a different way as to how I chose to cruise. That was my choice because that was in my heart. I was having fun. I was watching the trees. I'm looking at the mountains and I'm just chilling, but I noticed these cars going faster and I feel like maybe I should go faster. Why would I have that? I was influenced. And so that was someone else's world passing by me in my world, giving me an invitation to join, whereas I chose to cruise. Does that make sense?
Says that's the insight into vision. As Omi says, you didn't need to. You cut that matrix by just processing that with your heart, is what I feel. And you process that quick situation and your heartfelt aspect of you, which is that insight to vision, not the physical mind matrix of I'm going to do what the clones
Feels
do.
good.
I would just say it.
What feels good?
Yeah, that is beautiful, but y'all have something
From your
to say
heart,
about
right?
that? Yeah.
What a great an analogy there about that, because we've all experienced that driving, with people passing us, and you want to go this speed because you feel safer and you feel comfortable, but yet everybody's passing you, so you jump on that bandwagon and go and speed up with them.
You want to give them
But
respect,
it's like it
right?
reminds me when I learned how to drive in Chicago on the Dan Ryan Expressway, and it was like the busiest road in the world, and you had to follow somebody 6 feet from their bumper at 60 miles an hour, and that's what they said. Well, this is how we do it. This is how you drive on the Dan Ryan. It's like, I accept you said that, but God, that was scary. You don't feel good about that. So I mean,
Right.
I
Talk
yeah.
about scary. Have you ever been on the German Autobahn?
Oh, but the Italian
Autos.
Autostrada,
Autostrada.
Donnie has.
They're kind of the same. Yeah, 120 mile an hour road, but
Yeah.
yeah, 307 kilometers. It's great.
Can I be like Johnny on human perspective? I have a joke
Oh,
about
gosh, go,
driving.
girl.
So the right-hand lane on a highway or freeway are for the people that are scared and they go under the speed limit. The middle lane is for people that are lawful or cruising, if you will. And the people in the far left-hand lane are the people that got ticket money. Not so funny. Do you get it? They got ticket money. They're going, they're speeding. They're like, never mind.
But
That
you
was
know,
great.
what's interesting, Zaya, is if you did speed up and catch up with everyone, and you wouldn't have been looking at the trees. You would have been focused on keeping up with everyone else. So your little enjoyment would have been out the window,
That is
and
so
you.
true.
And you would have been on someone else's, you would have been created something that was outside of yourself. Which brings me to, have you guys noticed that when, you know, you're on early on the journey, and as soon as you start asking questions and you're questioning the matrix and you start to expand consciousness a bit, and you, it's like distractions are thrown at you to say, oh, forget about that. And you throw, like Leah mentioned, Zaya mentioned, going to work, and you start to question more, and then more distractions are thrown at you to make you feel that this is what's real and this is what you have to do, you know, those obligations, to keep you plugged into, you know, the matrix, so your energy can be siphoned. I know that was said before, but it speaks loudly to the idea of what jurisdiction we're moving from, our perceptions are moving from. Are we moving from the, we don't even know that there are two different things going on, that we don't even know that we have an option. We don't know any of these things. And how, like, for instance, honey, we just spoke about this. I gave up manifestation, the idea of manifesting and things like that, because I noticed that everything that I was trying to manifest was connected to the matrix. Well, if that's the case, I'm still building on the hologram. And whenever you desire outside of yourself, or I'm kind of losing where I'm going, but
No, girl, you're doing great. Keep
oh,
going.
thanks, honey. Yeah, everything is tied into this matrix. If we take a moment to just be in every moment, we have all that we need. And when we pull away from the ideologies of the matrix altogether, and we just allow ourselves to be in a moment, we no longer have to manifest. We no longer have to think of a law that would attract things to us. We will just be at peace. We can stay in our hearts, and we have all that we need. So that's all. I'm done.
You know what? I'm just gonna hop in because it's so perfect. You queued it up. I have to say it. I'm sick of that statement, but what it, you know, it's like Q when he goes, "Oh God damn," or "Oh God," he's like, "I'm the only one who could
Can say
say
that.
that." No, I'm just sharing, guys. But this is perfect, perfect. Oh, me, Amy, this is perfect. But because it ties into in the article for the people.space titled Color Brave. So it states, and I'm going to quote it just because it's perfect. When you perceive the world through the heart center, many things become visible, as you brought up, Amy, Omi, vision, heart, spirit, visible. That remain invisible to the mind. It goes on to say, quote, if you don't look for it, it's just there. That's what you described, Omi. It's not intrusive. It's simply what presents itself in plain view. So Zaya ended up driving, kicking back, and saying, "Y'all, I'm going to be looking at those purple flowers or the sunset, or while I'm driving." Don't get me wrong, but she's driving and enjoying herself. I'm going to listen to music and be on the right side of the road, Why do they call right and left? I even question. Okay.
Country here.
I
Depends what country you're driving, but
Yeah, but I just, Omi, perfect. You
perfect.
all you ladies and merman,
Yeah, so our
Johnny,
greatest
incredible.
perception
Yeah.
is from the heart when we have peace and love and enjoyment, being in that right lane going slower and enjoying the travel versus being in that left lane and hurrying and being stressed and white knuckle driving and trying to get somewhere because our mind's saying we got to be there, we got to be there, we got to be there, whatever.
Yes, because
But
you know that
whatever.
building is moving away from you. No, I'm just
Right.
crazy.
Yeah, perfect.
How many times has Q said, go into nature, go
Yes.
into a forest, sit at the beach, what, even go into a public park that's got trees and just sit there and be. And your eyesight turns into inner vision. It just does. That's how we were created to be in the Garden of Eden, if you will. Going to the Anastasia books, going back to what humanity was created to be. It's not all the trappings, of modern day life.
Right.
Don't forget the ocean. Ooh.
I did say the ocean. I did say sit at the beach. I did. And
Oh,
if you think about going back to
wow.
when Q talked about this place, speaking of the earth plane, I don't know if that just means our cenote or the whole thing, but it was like a Club Med, and light beings used to come here basically for vacationing. And that was just in my heart, that means communing with the nature that was here, that was created by us, but we came here to enjoy it. And like I think it was you, Hamid, that said earlier, or no, it was Zaya. We got trapped here and tricked into taking on a human or human physical form. And thus the story goes on. And, the very last cue drop on the cue boards was talking about the DNA, protect your DNA. And the very last word is ascension. And that's where we are now. We are in that process. I yield.
Yes. Do we have time to, this may be another day, but Amy, Omi, I wanted you to touch on the plasma in the eye. I'm not sure if we have time for it, but that's so interesting to me.
Yeah, the plasma in the eye,
Oh, yes.
yes, it's behind the lens. And look, we do have something. The lens in the eye is called the crystalline lens. And as we get older, that crystalline lens gets hardened and becomes a cataract. Okay. So behind that is aqueous fluid. It's a gel-like fluid, but you can call it plasma, and it nourishes the retina. And the blood vessels within the retina. And it thins as we get, it thins with age and time. And that's when it breaks off from the retina. It creates floaters and things like that. It can cause, when it begins to thin, it can cause issues with the eye for some people, retinal detachments and things like that. So the way that we see is, through refractions of light, the bending of light, and it goes to the optic nerve. The light refraction goes to the optic nerve, but we actually see upside down, and our brain interprets things to be the way that we perceive it to be. So it's just amazing. Everything is perception. I do have a feeling that once we begin to live from our hearts, we will not use the physical eye like we are using it now. I believe and feel that things will be right side up all the time according to our ability to have vision. And have vision. So physical eyesight and vision are two separate things. I yield.
Goodness, yeah.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
that the eyes, this eyes are the window to your soul.
Yes.
The old saying goes,
Yeah.
your
Yes.
soul, spirit, or your health. I mean, your health too. I mean, it shows the lifestyle kind of thing too.
Yes.
So,
Absolutely.
Guys, we have 3 minutes left. Just I don't know if everybody saw that.
No, thank you for
But
that.
really,
Real quick, the aqueous or aqueous. So thank you, Zosha. Zo oh gosh. God dang it. Zetbull. And thank you for that. I'm like Sosha Zaya. I'm looking at a Z. I got stuck with names, guys. I wouldn't remember my own. So, if it wasn't said a million times, but Zaya, thank you for asking Omi about the going the plasma aspect to it because the aqueous aqueous fluid, aqueous, so that comes to my
Aqueous fluid.
aqua, water.
Yes, yes,
yes.
I mean, hello, like, I mean, they do tell us, so they can say we told them, they just didn't get it, right? We're shown that aspect of plasma, and it goes to the dome, but Bo and I and we all can discuss that later about the membrane of each of the domes that are plasmatic and look they literally look like an eye from a high point of view. And Q actually brought that up. But that's like you said, we could
That's for another day.
to be continued, guys. I know. Quickly, first off, okay, Bo.
1 minute, 1 minute.
Girl, go.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow, y'all, at 4 o'clock Central, tune in to Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo, that's me, and Vivacious Vic. We will be interviewing Don Newsom, who is one of the co-owners and founders of BDS Radio. Please
Yes.
join us. Please join us.
Yes.
We'll have we'll take calls too.
Read Bo's articles too. There are
Oh, thank
he
you, Zaya.
gives recipes.
Yes. Oh
Oh.
my God, guys. And our infinite love, infinite devoted love goes out to Q, Mermaid Asha, Ron Amatron of creationlotship.com, and the Q team, Q Trump, all of them, Q the Storm Rider, all the Q Dragons and Warriors. I will always say that. Angels and archangels. So PRQ homesteading is next. Thank you, Don. Doug, we love you. Thomas, you guys, without you at BBS Radio, this wouldn't happen. You guys, we love you from our
Love
hearts.
y'all. Thank you,
Thank you all.
everybody.
Thank you
Thanks,
all, ladies.
everybody.
Love
Bye.
you.
Thank
Thank
you all,
you.
ladies, for all
Bye,
your perception today. And thank you for
Mom.
all the fish.
Thank you.
I love
Love you all.
you.
Cue the music.
Thank you.